Now joined by Coach Dylan Lowry over at Tri-County. They were in the Gilman City Tournament last week, played Osborne and then Union Star. Got Southwest coming up to Jamesport tonight. Got a young man named Mac Anderson who is one of the best small school athletes in the area. So he'll be a challenge tonight undoubtedly for the Mustangs. It's a tough week overall, a trip to Winston on Thursday and then Norburn at home on Friday. That's a tough schedule, Coach, and certainly Southwest and Winston, over three nights, that's a challenge for anybody. But is there a part of you that kind of likes the fact that the guys are getting challenged because you have been playing so improved here since Christmas?
Yeah, anytime you can play against a good team, it puts you to a better test. And sometimes you need to step up and go against some tough opponents, and you can really learn a lot from them. They are playing better, and if we can keep that same mentality against anyone we're against, it changes a lot for down the season. We've been in the past to play down to a team or just play okay and trying to get that flip the switch for tough teams is you just have to practice it and you have to have more opportunities.
We can sit there and talk until we're blue in the face about the fact that the Tri-County boys are better than they were early in the season, but it's nice to have a head-to-head comparison to say, hey, yeah, we are better. And using Union Star as an example, when you played them in mid-December, you lost by 2 on the road. You played Union Star last week at the Gilman City Tournament, Coach, and you won by 31, a completely different game.
Exactly. I think both our games, especially Star, everyone was kind of stepping up to the plate and play. We had one, Derek Curtis came out and got us 24, and we had a couple others get some buckets, but we were moving the ball defensively. We made the adjustments that we needed to get stops, and it was exciting to see that big flip. And that's the evidence is a big part, and you can actually point to a game to see that.
And this time, Coach, obviously scoring 57 instead of 41 is, that's a big time improvement, but you just gave up 26. So your defense gave up about 40% less the second time around against Union Star. What are the philosophies of defense or just the areas of defense where the guys are starting to pick it up pretty well?
Team defense. That's kind of where we're trying to get to. We've been working on one-on-one, man-to-man, taking care of your zone whenever we were running, and being able to help each other out has really been a big flip for us. Whenever we do get burned or whenever we are closing out press, we're trusting our teammates to be in the right spot. And before, we kind of would worry about our area and not worry about helping each other out, but when you can actually play as a team on the defensive end, it makes it tough for anybody to score. And that one, we just clicked that night, and we came out and had fun playing ball. It makes a difference.
I'm looking at your Mitchell schedule here, Coach, and you had a loss to Osborne and then a win against Union Star. I assume that you had a consolation final at Gilman City last weekend?
We did. We moved on to play East Harrison, and they're a tough team. We lost that one 28-51, so we did not what we wanted to defensively for about three quarters, but we couldn't buy a bucket, and whenever you can't do that, we made adjustments with force, and they kind of ran the score more than I think really shown, but we kind of got in our heads. We played really well against Union Star, and then when we didn't make shots against East Harrison, we kind of had a tough time adjusting to not being able to hit those perimeter shots as easily.
How much do you look at a performance like that, Coach, where it sounds like the guys took a step back from the level that they were playing at against Union Star? Is a lot of it, obviously it's the on-the-court performance, but is a lot of it just being in the right mindset, getting whether it's on the bus or going over to Gilman City and then hitting the floor? How important are those things to playing well, just to putting yourself in a good frame of mind before the game?
And that's what we've been working on all season, just getting that mentality, getting themselves pumped up, ready to go, and focused for the game. We've had those moments, those quarters, where we take a step back or we're just not fired up until too late. And that was a true test of what it was. We came out flat. We weren't really playing with a lot of excitement. And we'd have somebody do some good things. We had Jacob Ibarra get 9 for us, just coming off the bench. and we have to be able to use those little things that people do well to ride that train, just have the team mentality to back them up.
So with Southwest Livingston tonight, I've already mentioned Mac Anderson, their big center inside. Obviously, he's a tough stop for anybody because he has size, and you can't teach size. You either have it or you don't. When you look at that team, Coach, are they more dangerous because they have Mac, or if you double and triple team him, are they more dangerous because then they have shooters on the outside who can hurt you?
They have some shooters, and Mac's a smart enough ball player that if we double up on him, that they'll have a lot of cutters and perimeter guys who can find openings. That I think he's more of a facilitator and score whenever he can, and that makes it a little bit more difficult, but we'll slow him down because I think all season he's been their go-to guy to get points as well. And so we'll slow him down, make some other players step up into those roles, and adjust from there.
Winston on the road then on Thursday, Coach. And yeah, I don't know if they have as much firepower as they did last year. The record isn't quite as good as it was last year. But Coach Lewis still has a team that is well above 500, and they know what they're doing, and they know how to win basketball games down there.
Yeah, they have that mentality. That's something that we strive for. They're just expecting to step out and be competitive and to win the game. And when they have that defensive pressure right there, and you'll find buckets. That's how defense works. If you really work hard, you'll find ways to score in the offensive end. And that's kind of what they've been doing all season. So trying to get that mentality. They're right next door to us, so we have to know that it's close to a rival anyway. But coming out, make the adjustments, play calm and collected is kind of our game plan.
You know, this Norburn team that you play on Friday, if you look at their record, it's 2-14, which is, you know, that's not blowing the doors off anything by any stretch of the imagination. But generally, they've had a lot of, you know, I'm looking at a lot of 10 to 20 point losses, which tells me that that's fairly competitive, you know, that they've had. They've looked like they haven't had a lot of luck in being able to, you know, to get victories, but it looks like their offense is picking up a little bit, and they look like, as far as, you know, a team that's struggling, kind of a dangerous 2-14 team Friday night.
Yeah, that's a team that we're definitely looking for. It's a big, high-emotion homecoming game for us, so we'll be fired up and ready to walk on the floor and play, but it's a team that you can't overlook. They've played close to some teams that we've seen, being able to look back at some other schedules that they are playing better, we're playing better, but we have to come out ready with a fire, and having these two tough games back here close together makes it hard to game plan a whole bunch, but we are going to be adjusted and ready for them.
Well, that's a busy stretch here for Tri-County, as it is for everybody, getting a lot of games in from some January's issues with snow and ice. Southwest tonight at home, at Winston Thursday, Norburn at Jamesport on Friday. Coach Lowry, appreciate the time. Good luck this week.
Thank you.